So let's just say worst case scenario happens and come off a good second. You know, we wake up in the morning, the limit has not been raised. What happens that day?
Well, I think it depends on how close we are to an agreement. So think of an analogy to union negotiations where you often have labor negotiations where you often have management and unions having a deadline they have to meet and otherwise there'll be a strike or there'll be some contract will be out and something at least on paper is supposed to happen. And very often if they're very close to an agreement they'll essentially stop the clock and say, well, you know, we need 12 hours more or we need 24 hours more and we're just going to put everything on hold until then. If President Obama and leaders in Congress are at that stage on August 2nd, I don't think anything important really will happen as a result. You know, payments can be deferred for 24 hours by the government, you know, but to vendors and others, nobody will really notice. On the other hand, if August 2nd comes and they're no closer to an agreement than they are right now, that's more serious because that suggests that they won't be that an agreement and new legislation won't be a matter of hours or days away, but perhaps weeks or months. And of course, the government can't get by for that long by just asking people to wait a day for their checks. And at that point, the government would have to start making very large cuts in spending programs because they don't really have any other choice. Of course, they could default on the national debt. One guesses they wouldn't do that first. It's not clear legally exactly what choices they have in terms of which payments to make first, but they'd have to cut something.